Blog Talk Radio.
Cart, and they're getting ready to start the press conference, and it's pretty interesting. We have a mixed bag of players here, and it looks like Mr. Lewis King is getting ready to start this bad boy off. We also have Sheila Reagan from TC Daily Planet, 5 stars down. Here we go.
It is my pleasure to welcome you today, and I'm surrounded by the people who responded to our neighbors' meeting at the earliest moment of this catastrophe. This group of people has come together to work with our neighbors, and we exist for one reason, that is to understand the needs of our friends who were affected by this disaster, and we will be with them until the last nail is driven on the last stop. Our response is disciplined and widespread. We're organizing the debris removal team and outreach assessment team, a patch repair team, and communication. We were there to respond to folks for the very first day. By the Friday of the first week, we cleared the debris away and understood the needs of the people in Fox. In addition, we transitioned to Red Cross and put our numbers together with them, and we're now planning community operations once they stop providing the services that they provided for emergency relief, even though they will remain community. I will be followed by others who give you details of the operation. Our greatest message to the broader community is that North Minneapolis is alive. We're working for our neighbors. We're going to be here until the end. And we recognize that people have other things to do to be in their lives. We ask that you not forget us and that you stay with us on this journey as we seek to take care of the people who are most vulnerable and rebuild this community. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chad Schwitters. I am the Executive Director of the Ruins is a community development organization located right here in North Tampa. On Sunday, 22nd, the tornado hit, we got an email and a couple of communications from Sanctuary TV asking if we should put a volunteer out on the street. The next day, 500 showed up. And from that came a convergence of leadership from the faith community and neighborhood organizations and other folks that have come around for one purpose, that is to understand the needs and use of our neighbors and our families and our friends. And secondarily, the economic exchange that's about to happen, benefiting the folks in the neighborhood and in our block. And the total number of volunteers that came through during the first week of the volunteer push was 3,000 volunteers, in excess of 3,000 volunteers, and 3,500 houses were knocked on and offered to rebuild the trail. And so it's been just an amazing experience to be part of a group of leadership that's represented not just on the core team, but also just the 60-plus organizations that have come around to be a part of a action-oriented, organized solution that needs to be perfect.
Hi, so my name is Bonnie Samuel, S-O-N-D-R-A, Samuel, S-A-M-E-L-S, and I am the CEO of the Northside Achievement Zone, and I'm also, most importantly, a neighbor that's right around the corner. And though I'm home for the kids, I have been so touched by the work that's been done by all of us, and so many community members, neighbors, organizations. And many of us are
Mr. Edwards has joined me.
Yeah.
Not around. Not here.
Financially, that's, you know, philanthropic and business community that
that it is the biggest challenge. Storm so immediately has been touched on. There's emotion and all of those other things. And how do you know this first group of organizations already in education goals? This goes on commitment and discipline. These are professionals to stand here with me. We have competing demands that we recognize, and we're establishing a forum where they can be dealt with transparently, and we can be held accountable for our decisions and our actions. And it is discipline and commitment that we have through as we face the challenge. We are not looking efforts on jobs. The first will be short term, which will begin this summer with efforts by the Herbalism and Emerge other groups.
You hear the key word there was efforts.
Play around and we need to get people money in each pocket without just getting with
I live in that district. We don't know where, but we're
quite went, you know, like, I think we had an opportunity to capitalize on something. And, you know, I felt from the Daniels
or the
They went through,
we have Mad Dad, P.J. Smith, the Coconuts went into emergency status.
By the way, on this Silver West, I haven't seen her since the
the crime fighting summit of October of last year. That was still around.
Yes.
My question is, does he have the additional files to make help us in this determination?
And we're sitting here, we're broadcasting live from the cookie cart. We have 35 minutes left in the show, and we're going to bounce around and see if I get someone's attention from the Minneapolis Public School and ask them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we got to find out where those jobs are coming from, and then we have the gentleman from Urban Homeworks up there talking to Mr. Lewis King. It's pretty exciting in the room right now. We have folks everywhere.
Now, are our main funding apparatus, are they here all the people that are actually giving out money, controlling money, having Facebook the same name as this organization? Are they present in the room?
You know, I do not see them. I do not see them at all. I am looking for the young lady that identified herself as being the facilitator of the funding, and we're going to see what happens here. I'm looking around the room, and no, I do not see her here. And that gentleman right there is the one that I'm trying to use. And yes, so we're going to walk up to the... how you doing? Yeah, and we're here. And then we're live, and we're here with Mr. Al Flowers, Mr. Scott Ripp. Al Flowers is the NAACP Community Action.
Booker Hodge this week for the NAACP.
I heard you
in here reference.
You have to.
Yeah.
We want to say thank you for that. We really miss the community. And we have Mr. Ripp here. We're broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. Called into satellite, and we want to ask you, how does this affect the Minneapolis public schools? You know, there's 12,000 black people missing from North Minneapolis right now, displaced. Is that going to affect your bottom line? And I'm going to ask you this for Raj, if you can't ask, you can't. How does that affect North High School now?
No, I think it's not only affect North High School, because there are students who are going to school in South Minneapolis as well.
Yep.
But anytime our community is sick, anytime our community is dead and causes something like this, it affects us, our heart. So,
yeah.
So not our bottom line or anything like that, but it affects how we are able to, you know, serve students, get students back into the in schools and their families.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for your time. Yeah. I'm not going to ask you a whole bunch of questions, and we just want to let Bernard Deary told me $1,300, and we'll go on from there. I got it. I'm making a pie for her. Anyway, so we're going to walk around here. Thank you, sir. And then we're walking back to see what's going on. How are you doing? And we're back next to my co-host, Mr. Ronald A. Edwards. I asked Mr. Scott Ripp how this has affected the Minneapolis public schools, and he says, well, kids go to school all over the city, so basically not a non-answer as far as I'm concerned.
So, in other words, he doesn't really have a clue what's going on.
No, he doesn't have a clue. I ran into him this morning at the University of Minnesota's U-Rock facility in North Minneapolis and actually told him the number that was missing or displaced by North Minneapolis. It was the first time he had heard it.
Well, you know, that's not surprising with respect to some of the information that's within the education network, if you will. I understand that the commissioner of education about 10 days ago asked Minneapolis what their plan was. That would be Commissioner Brenda Skinner, and they didn't seem to have one at this point. They have to have one now.
I think this is the person that we've been looking for.
Money change. All right. How are you doing? We're broadcasting live from Block Talk Radio. Aren't you the person that the tornado relief that kind of goes out the gas every now and then? That's not you?
No, I wish I was.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with
the city of Minneapolis. Okay. Now, maybe. Who's the person? What organization is in the app? Okay.
We're in the hunt for 12,000 black people. This one's going to be out. No one seems to know where it's at. There's 12,000 black people in this place in North Seattle after the storm. So we're looking around, and we have Reverend Al McFarland up here a minute ago who's calling now. And we're trying to figure out what's going on. We're asking hard questions.
Even over the weekend, the
one table that's still across the community and county. I think that's enough time to go around very well. However, before we can do that, we have to do one other thing that Chris
organizations got to move toward the need, like family services, mental health, Pillsbury, the Urban League emerged, we were talking about with Job. We have to kind of move with what's your thinking on that. And you say that we're going to make sure that we are physically responsible with this group. And I'm just trying to figure out where you're at.
Sure, absolutely. I really think you're going to be pleased when you hear a report. We got to think of serious, all right? So we don't get just going across and build infrastructure and come out and do it. We're actually doing some things right now because we have a hard stop at 3 across on Friday when they will stop doing certain things. We have another hard stop with a decision by the Minneapolis Foundation next Friday around what resources they're going to put on the streets in terms of taking the application. So we got 2 days in front of us. So that's the operational piece of it. On top of it, though, Al, you're right. Before, on top of it, we need to have a strong discussion around how do we figure out the need, which I think we have, how do we make an ad, how do we determine who gets what money, how do we determine who's holding the first street and is accountable for that, and making it on physical integrity. And finally, how do we report back to show that operationally we did it and that the money was spent right, all right? So I have those types of questions kind of built up, and Wednesday we're going to get a brief by the city and the county, and we'll get some reporting done. Friday is totally not the
promise we'll get at
Wednesday. Put on the table what I call the 2 days, right? How are we going to report? Yes, sir.
What is the plan
for
the outreach to when the Salvation Army and the Red Cross go back to pre-tornado levels?
Okay.
Now, shouldn't there be some kind of plan or doctoring in writing that is like a catch-all? So when girl that lives on the corner of Penn and Glenwood comes in, who's pregnant and has 3 kids and doesn't have any rent money, she might go to the Urban League. And a little bit more with that, and then I'll stop and let you answer this. What does the data storage look like for this? What does the database look like? I mean, have we thought that far out? And these are all important pieces.
Sure, that's a great question. And I've been overwhelmed by the degree of professionalism that I see for the people who are in charge of this. They understand both the state task and the fire task getting the job done. But element one, since we are not the county, which is where the taxpayers pay that money primarily getting it done, is the briefing that we're going to get from Hennepin County on how they're first being able to direct them to respond or the vendors they have contracts with. And then beyond that, I think most people will find the work that has been done this far by Sean and Urchin is meeting the test, and it will be able to address those things as you point out, because they're critical, because at the end of the day, the person doesn't care whether it's coming from the county or whoever, they just need help, and they want it now. So that's a very good question. And I think it's a great way for me to transition into, one, having Shonda speak about what they're doing, two, the Red Cross around their office, and three, the chair on the housing front. I just wanted to refresh upon you that this week will be more or less a housekeeping week, and we give information from the county and the city, and then we take that information, and on Friday we go forward and sit in the room, and we talk about how we're going to deal with stress to all human beings, regardless of beginning our titles. And I just want everybody to be clear on this, all right? I don't stand for side shows or abuse of folks that won't be affiliated with anybody who does that kind of stuff, all right? So we're going to stop. We're going to stop training for a minute. And just agree on whether we're going to be in the sandlot, third grade, or we're going to be big people and operate. And once somebody says something, I'm down with it. Everybody okay with that? I mean, but it's going to be your decision. It's not going to come from me or anybody else. But once you say this is how we're going to treat each other, that's really going to set the tone and check over how we move forward. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The reason I'm asking
the question. We got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerve. But I say we won't quit moving. people do.